We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in this gaming capital. And, of course, our South Point streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. Our apps for your devices, the apps that you can get for your iPhone or Android, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us, and, of course, the radio station KSHP app that you can listen to us as you're busy this morning, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So welcome to the show, however, wherever, whenever. Pre-entries that have taken place on Monday are now out for publication. Today is the day, of course, the Daily Racing Form will be delivering the Daily Racing Form Breeders' Cup Advance Edition. Waiting to get our hands on that. But taking a look at many of the different websites that have the entries, et cetera, on it already. And remember, these are the entries. No one else can now get into the Breeders' Cup. The pool of horses that we have now are the ones that will be competing, except for the late scratches, as the chosen Ron was. And there'll be more late scratches coming, no doubt about that, because there's a multitude of horses entered over the 14-race, two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships. And taking a look at them in advance, there were 212 pre-entered horses, 212 over the 14 races. 80 of the 212, 80 of the 212 were international entered horses outside the United States. Now, that's the most. The highest was 60 back in 2023, so this is going to be a real international world championship this year. 80 horses outside of the United States international that include the continents of Africa, Asia, of course, Europe, North America, and South America. So we're getting a world championship, a real world championship this time. 49 of the 212 pre-entered were horses that got in on that win and you're in program that they have, the win and you're in. 49 win and you're ins are in out of the 212. And they have tweaked the order of the races coming up in the Breeders' Cup. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. And, of course, your Breeders' Cup update of the horses in those races. But taking a look at just a thumbnail of all of the stuff that's happening for Breeders' Cup. This is the 41st edition, of course. It'll be at Del Mar for the third time that Del Mar has hosted this. And it will feature multi-million-dollar pools. Of course, we'll all be betting in all those pools. The $7 million Breeders' Cup Classic will be broadcast on NBC. It won't be the last race on Saturday, but it will be a featured race on the television. Total of 10 races, 5 Breeders' Cup races on the first day of the 10 races on the first day, Friday. Future Stars Friday. It's Future Stars Friday. All the two-year-old races in Breeders' Cup will be held on that Friday. 10 races, 5 of them Breeders' Cup races. And the Friday program will begin at 11:35 a.m. Pacific time. 11:35 on a week from Friday, the first day of the Breeders' Cup Pacific time, our time here in Las Vegas. And the first Breeders' Cup race on Friday of those 10 races will go about 2:45 in the afternoon Pacific time. All right, then Saturday. For the big racing card there on Saturday, first post time is going to be 10:05. 10:05 Pacific time will be the first race at Del Mar on the big Breeders' Cup Champion Saturday. They call it the Championship Saturday program. Now, there will be 3 undercard races before the Breeders' Cup races starts, and the Breeders' Cup Classic will have a post time of around 2:41 p.m. Pacific time. There'll be 4 Breeders' Cup races after the Classic. There'll be the Filly and Mare Turf, the Sprint, the Mile, and the Dirt Mile. All right. And this year, as we said, various countries, including Canada, England, France, Germany, Ireland, will offer pari-mutuel wagering as well on those. And other jurisdictions will have separate pools that include Australia, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Japan, Mexico, and Turkey. So this is going to be a world event that not only will have participants from around the world, but certainly gambling on these races from around the world as well. And, of course, there'll be a multitude of other pools that you can get in, the pick fives, the pick fours, and all of that, et cetera. So that's the way it sets up, 212 pre-entered horses, and we're going to start going over them, of course, throughout the course of the race day shows until Breeders' Cup weekend, of course, Friday and Saturday of next week. Future Stars Friday and the Championship Saturday is upon us. And now all we have to do, we're going to get our daily racing form Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition today. They're being delivered around the country right now in the places that you normally get your daily racing form. That's where you'll get the daily racing form Advanced Edition. Not only includes the past performances, the lifetime past performances of all 212 horses, every one of their starts, but it also includes a lot of handicapping, trends, a history of Breeders' Cup, etc. It's really a must-have if you're going to take the Breeders' Cup and enjoy it, not only from the history that it has, but, of course, enjoy it and the fact that the championship races this year will be competitive, that's for sure. And it'll have that Daily Form Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition. It's being delivered around the country right now. It'll be here at the South Point this morning right after we get off the air. I'm going to run over there and get my copy, and I know you will too. And then we start the handicapping. And with 14 races, you're going to handicap and leave it for a while, come back and handicap and leave it for a while, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've got a new set of marking pens I'll be working on the racing form with, and everybody has their own way of handicapping right up to the Ouija board. So we'll keep advance on that. Now, we do have some stuff that's happening before the Breeders' Cup, like the carryover week. Remember we said this is a big carryover week for horse players? Well, yesterday, of course, was the Pick 5 carryover at Keeneland. We'll get into the results on that in just a moment. Today, there'll be a carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct in the Pick 6. Belmont at Aqueduct Pick 6, a multi-day carryover now, stands at $124,239. $124,239 in the Pick 6 carryover today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And then, of course, Woodbine will have a Super High 5 jackpot carryover of exceeding $86,000. And then tomorrow, Friday, when Santa Anita kicks in, it had a carryover, a multi-day carryover from Sunday's card. That'll exceed $153,000. They also have a Super High 5 carryover exceeding $27,000. And Gulfstream Park's Pick 6 jackpot carryover will have an excess of $75,000. So we got a lot of great pools to go for as we try to build up our Breeders' Cup bankroll. And, of course, this weekend, coming up this weekend, three nice races at Belmont at Aqueduct, a couple of grade threes and a grade two. They include the Mother Goose and the Bold Ruler and the 49er. And, of course, racing at Keeneland, you'll have three stakes races there on Saturday. They wind up on Saturday. Sunday will be opening day at Churchill Downs for their fall meeting. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at Keeneland, let's take a look at that Pick 5. They had a really big pool yesterday. They bet a couple of million dollars into that thing, the 50-cent Pick 5. First of the 50-cent Pick 5 races was the fourth race on the card. The winner was Strava in a driving finish. The Norm Cassie trainee, ridden by Ricardo Santana, paid $5.40 as the race favorite in that race. A race that a lot of people thought was a pretty wide-open event, but the favorite won that fourth race. Then we got to the fifth race. This also was a wide-open event perceived by handicappers, and it turned out to be a wide-open event with the winner, pretty pertinent, for Darren Miller and jockey John Velasquez, went gate to wire at a mile and 16th on the turf, got there in time, going gate to wire, and paid $54.98 for that upset win in the fifth race, the second in the early, late Pick 5. Then we went to the sixth race. In the sixth race, the winner there was Neon Icon, Jose Ortiz aboard, $11.96 on another race that was perceived to be pretty wide open. Neon Icon gave trainer George Rusty Arnold his 300th career Keeneland win. So congratulations to Rusty Arnold for his 300th career win at Keeneland with Neon Icon in the sixth race. So now we're three deep into this thing, and the biggest price was that $50 plus horse. All right, then we get to the seventh race. Arrest Me Red gets up in time, closing from behind under Frankie Dettori, her trainer Wesley Ward, in the 5.5 furlong turf event, breaking from the rail. This one DeTore had a great did a great ride by maneuvering him off the rail, getting to the middle of the track at the top of the stretch, and then closing in and winning. Arrest Me Red paid $7.56. And then we get to the payoff race in the Pick Five. That was the eighth and final race on the card. And this race was perceived to be really one of the races that you could really single a favorite in the race. This horse, Touchy, was a big favorite in the race for two-year-old maidens, and he delivered in a big way. Touchy wins the eighth and final race on the card, the final race in the late Pick Five. This was a Wesley Ward trainee, so Wesley Ward wins back-to-back the seventh and eighth races. Joel Rosario aboard the Easy Cruising winner. That horse paid $3.26. So the winning numbers, 55314. Pick Five paid $2,283.27. Big difference there. $2,283.27. And most of the handicappers that we talked to, especially in those races that look pretty wide open, thought that this Pick Five might pay between $8,000 and $12,000. A lot of the favorites came in along with that big long shot. The $54 horse really made it happen. $2,283.27. And all those four out of fives paid $13.29. The Pick Six on the day, with a $6.24 winner outside of that Pick Five, that paid $8,028.82. And that's what happened yesterday at Keeneland. But now we turn our attention to Belmont at Aqueduct on a big multi-Pick Six carryover day exceeding $124,000. All right, we got a lot to cover on this show. Jonathan Ardoon is standing by with us, along with Rich Eng. Remember, it's Thursday, so we have a Thursday night football game. We'll wait and see how Richie sees that as well. And then John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz and your racing menu are yet to come. So don't go away. We're just getting started on this Almost Friday, Thursday, Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We will be right back. And get on the chat. If you're at YouTube, subscribe. It's free. And then when you subscribe, get on the chat. The chat boys are chatting away, so don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I want to remind everybody out there that we will be having several events here at the South Point starting next week. On Wednesday, coming up Wednesday, the day before Halloween, on Wednesday, we're going to have a special Breeders' Cup preview handicapping show here at the South Point Studios on YouTube. And this will be only on the South Point Studios feed, the simulcasting network on YouTube. So you got to go to YouTube. Go to South Point Network and click on the show. It'll be there 4 o'clock on Wednesday, 4 o'clock Pacific time. We'll feature our handicappers on the show, the in-house handicappers, of course, Jonathan Ardoon and John Lendo, and a few more guest handicappers. I'm planning on getting maybe Chris Andrews, the sports director here, who is a racing fan. Certainly Vinny Melullo will be with us, and we're going to even try to drag Dwayne Carlucci out from the Rampart to join us as well. All those guys are just horse players as well. They'll have a good time, and that'll be at 4 o'clock on this show, the Breeders' Cup preview show, the Race Day Las Vegas Breeders' Cup preview show. And then, of course, things start in earnest on Friday the 1st, the first day, the future star day at Breeders' Cup. That'll, of course, be on Friday. And then after those races are over on Friday at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge, we'll have our annual Breeders' Cup seminar. That'll feature, again, John Lendo and Jonathan Ardoon going over those Saturday races and recapping what happened on Friday to give us maybe an insight in what might happen on Saturday. That Breeders' Cup seminar will begin at 6 p.m. Pacific time here at the South Point Grandview Lounge, which is right adjacent to the race book. It's a lounge. It's a beautiful setup there. We always have a good time there. Now, that particular event will be simulcast only on the South Point website. You go to the South Point website, you get to the race book, there'll be a link there, you click on it, and you'll be able to see and hear the seminar if you're not in town and join us here in person. And don't forget that on that day, the first as well as the second, the Grand Ballroom will be open. And of course, the big Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd, the big Grand Ballroom upstairs will be open. We'll be up there on Saturday for the big day, the championships day. And the doors will open both days at 9 a.m. There'll be a lot of betting stations. There'll be a bank of betting stations. And if you like to play through kiosks, you'll have kiosks betting as well. There'll be food and drink specials on those days. And on Saturday, there'll be prize giveaways as well in the room up there in the Grand Ballroom. Big banquet tables. You can seat up to 8 to 10 people and have plenty of room for all your paraphernalia, etc. And huge movie theater-like screens so you can watch all of the action. At many times it looks like the horses are coming right at you when you're sitting in the seats there for Breeders' Cup Day and, of course, Breeders' Cup Friday and Saturday. All of that I just mentioned to you is free, F-R-E-E, free, including parking your car in our parking lot. So we ask you to join us on the big Breeders' Cup celebration coming up next week here at the South Point. They know how to treat horse players because they love horse players here. It's the good old-fashioned way of doing business, and we'll be doing it here at the South Point. So come on down and join us, and stop by and say hi to Jonathan and John and myself up there in the ballroom as we play the races and try to make some money on the championship days of racing. Let's try to make some money today by starting out with our menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers and racetracks around the country as we, give you the menu of racetracks available today, reminding you, as we always do, that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas and playing the races here at South Point right behind the studio here on the main floor, these will be the first post times we roll out in the race books today. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're in any other time zone around the world, well, then just adjust to the Pacific time zone wherever you're at and get it right, and so you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Don't want you to miss a chance of making some money by missing a post time. All right, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races today, and they've got full fields in most of those races. It looks like a good competitive day of racing at Laurel. They have a pick six jackpot carryover of $8,935, and their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:25 at Laurel. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today, and of course, you know that's the big carryover there. It is partly cloudy. They say it's going to be mostly sunny at post time, which will be about 65 degrees, but they say there's going to be wind today. I'll ask Jonathan Ardoon about that. The wind sometimes plays up and down the backstretch and the home stretch there at Aqueduct. Mostly sunny, a little bit of wind going on. Track fast, turf courses are firm. Outer turf course will host races 4 and 8. The inner turf course will race 5. Today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And, of course, as we said, there is a carryover, a multi-day carryover in the Pick 6. Pick 6 carryover today, $124,239.14, if you want to be exact. First post time at Belmont Aqueduct today for their 8-race card is set at 9:40 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. Keeneland Racecourse has 9 races. They're getting to the close to the end of their meet there, their fall meet, of course. 9 races today at Keeneland. They've got a first post time at Keeneland at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. first post at Keeneland. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 11 races, 10 thoroughbreds, and 1 quarter horse race. The quarter horse race would be the last on the card. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10. Then we go to Presque Isle Downs. Now, Presque Isle Downs has a mandatory payoff today in their carryover in the pick five. It's a regular pick five, and it's a carryover of $1,863 with a mandatory payoff today. Eight races at Presque Isle Downs and a first post time there of 12 high noon. 12 high noon at Presque Isle Downs. Next comes Woodbine. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover of $86,072. Their first post time at Woodbine for eight races set at 150. Delta Downs will kick in with an eight-race card. Their first post time is 250. Penn National has seven races. Penn National's first post time is set at 315. 315 at Penn National. They have a small super high five jackpot carryover of $535. First post time, Penn Nat, is at 315. And then we have Charlestown. Charlestown races, their first post time at Charlestown for nine races set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $9,397. First post time, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up as we normally do on Thursdays with Remington. Remington Park has nine races, and their first post time is 4:30. Okay, we can start our engines now. Remington. Let's go to Jonathan Arden. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Feeling fine. It's a good day today, and we've got a lot of great stuff going on. But boy, I'll tell you what, the Breeders' Cup is going to be really international this year, and you guys are going to—it's going to be hard work for you guys to do that with all of trying to get numbers and all that stuff on all those European horses.
Yeah, I actually opened it up this morning, and I saw 80 horses that are from overseas. All I did was close it, and I said, "I'll come back later," because it becomes a lot of work and hard work. And when you have all these Euro shippers and horses coming from all over the world, you got a lot of digging to do, and not always so easy. A lot of Japanese horses as well. So let's see. We're going to do the best we can, as we always try to do.
Well, I could tell you this, that it's certainly, it's going to be a lot of fun handicapping those races. And, you know, I saw some of the fields in the pre-entries. Aiden O'Brien's got a lot of horses out here. You know, he does very well for Breeders' Cup. But the Japanese horses, there's a lot of Japanese horses coming in that are going to be tough this year.
Yeah, they're going to win some races, that's for sure, you know. And, again, we got to see what happens, Rob. You're going to have to see post-position draw and everything else that goes with it. And like you said, I'm sure there'll be a handful of scratches still to come, maybe more than a handful, but all we could do is play the cards they deal us.
Now, I guess pun intended, but they're jockeying around a little bit of the races there. So there's going to be a little bit of a difference in what goes on. The juvenile turf, juvenile fillies, the juvenile filly turf, the juvenile and the juvenile turf, all of those will be held on Friday. But on Saturday, this is now the new order. The new order, the first of the Breeders' Cup races will be the fourth race on the card. It'll be the filly mare sprint. Then you're going to have the turf sprint. And then they're going to go to the Breeders' Cup distaff. This is the one between Torpedo Anna and Idiomatic. And that'll be at 1:21 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be race six on the card at Del Mar on Saturday. Then you're going to have the Breeders' Cup Turf. That's the big one. That's a multi-million-dollar race. Then at 2:41, race eight will be the Breeders' Cup Classic. The Breeders' Cup Classic, the big race of the day, will be at 2:41 p.m. Pacific time. That's going to be the eighth race. And then following that, after they go off the air on the major network and go to, you know, Peacock or whatever else.
Peacock or whatever, yeah.
That the following races will be the Filly Mare Turf, the Breeders' Cup Sprint, which is going to be a pretty good race now that the Chosen Ron's not in there. The Breeders' Cup Mile, that's that mile on the turf. And the Dirt Mile will be the final race of the card and final race of the Breeders' Cup. So that's how they got it arranged now. This is the new arrangement they got.
Well, that's the way it's going to stay. I mean, that's official. Those are the way the races are going to lay out. And again, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when we found out that the Classic was going to be in the middle of the card, you know, they gave into football. What could I tell you? But you would think one day a year they could move a football game, you know, to accommodate horse racing, but I guess not.
Nope, and I guess that's just the way it's going to be, and so be it. But, you know, since we're going to be watching it here at the South Point, a lot of people will be going out and watching it. I don't know how many people will really be watching it on TV after finding out that the there's races after the Breeders' Cup Classic that they might not be able to see. They want to get out and bet and enjoy it. You know, it's a social thing, too. And so we're going to have, hopefully, a lot of folks here with us at the South Point watching the race, so we really don't care what's on TV at that point.
And they usually give you a lot of time between races, so you have time to walk around and schmooze a little, and, you know, you're right, make it a little bit of enjoyment with some friends.
Now, you said, if I remember correctly, that you opened it up, took a look at it, and shut it up right away. So I guess you're going to be doing most of your work. But in looking at it, just first glance, any thoughts in your mind besides all of the European and...
No, my head was spinning around in circles. Honestly, it really was, Ralph. I was overwhelmed by all the overseas horses. I mean, we've never had 80 horses before. It's not quite half, but it's almost half. It's like, 45% or 40% of all the entries are from overseas. So that's double work. That's all that is. It's double work. So,
yeah, well, that's the way it's going to be. It's not a problem there. We're just going to have to deal with it. That's for sure. And we will.
Hopefully they draw early enough on Monday when we get real post positions and can really start digging in then.
Yes, that's for sure. In the meantime, we got to try to build up a bankroll. We got a carryover, multi-day carryover in the pick six today at Belmont at Aqueduct. I did want to mention though that there is a couple of really three nice stakes races this weekend coming up at Aqueduct. The Mother Goose used to be part of what they used to have a Philly Triple Crown, didn't they?
Yeah, it was used to be at Belmont, if I recall. It was always at, well, this is Belmont at Aqueduct, so I guess that's why they're running it at Aqueduct. There is no Belmont for the next 2 years, but yes. It used to be, I think, a lot more prestigious than it is nowadays, but listen, they're full fields. It's a good card Saturday. I started to do work on it, and not a bad betting card.
No, not at all. That is for sure. Now, the Mother Goose, though, came up a little bit light, didn't it?
It did. I think, what were there, seven horses in the race? Hold on, let me check
it out.
Well,
let's take a look. You've got, actually, it didn't. I take that back. The Mother Goose, it must have been one of the other races. I was like, they got eight horses in the Mother Goose. And Tarifa,
Brad Cox horse. That's a Brad Cox horse.
Yeah. He's sending Tarifa over there. That, of course, the Godolphin group. By the way, Godolphin will be pretty strong in the Breeders' Cup as well. And then, of course, Chad Brown's got a horse in there. He's got a couple of them in there. Headline Numbers and Pretty Anna that will be going. So that looks like a pretty nice race, the Mother Goose.
Yeah, and it's the 10th and it's the 10th of 11 on Saturday. They're going to run 11 at Belmont at Aqueduct. It's the 10th race, you know.
All right, and the 49er, which is a grade 3, is also... on the undercard there, and they've got a field of eight in that one. So it's going to be a pretty good card on Saturday at Belmont at Aqueduct, I think. Today, it looks like a pretty competitive card for the six races in the pick six, does it not?
It does, and there's some very difficult races in the you know, you have the sixth race where you have a lot of first-time starters, one-number horses, so that's going to be a difficult race to navigate, and full fields for the most part, so it makes it a little interesting. It's not going to be one of those short payoffs. It's a dollar play, by the way.
Yeah.
And
that's neat. I like
that's
that.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right in the middle.
Okay. So now we've got eight races. Do you have, as I asked you a couple of days ago in a carryover, if you had a singleton, you said, well, I'd take a shot with this horse, and that horse happened to win. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. Out of the sequence of six races in the pick six today at Belmont at Aqueduct, do you perceive a horse out there that we can put a lot of weight on and make a single out of it?
Well, we're going to have to, and it's going to come in the fourth race today, Ralph. It's 6 furlongs on the outer turf course, and I really like the number 5 horse in here, Just Heart. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Bruce Brown barn. This horse had trouble in her last two races. Go watch the replays. Kendra Carmouche climbs aboard today. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 5, Just Heart, to win today's fourth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, so in the fourth race, which is the, I guess, the second race in the pick six sequence, you like the 5, Just Heart, Kendra Carmouche, of course, riding there. And Kendra Carmouche is having a pretty good meet there at Belmont Aqueduct. He is...
Yeah, he always does.
He's second in the standings behind Dylan Davis, who has been going hot there. And Dylan Davis right now has 32 wins on the this meet. Kendra Carmouche is second with 24, and Manny Franco with 22. I guess while the Ortiz brothers and Flavian Pratt are between Keeneland and other places with the big stakes races, these guys are having a ball.
Yeah, Pratt seems to go back and forth every day or every other day between New York and Kentucky, and the Ortiz brothers basically staying in Kentucky. So it's an opportunity, and you got Tyler Gaffalione who's staying in Kentucky, so you have an opportunity for, you know, not the big kind of riders, but the riders that don't get that many opportunities when all the big guys are around.
And as far as the trainers are concerned, we always think that Linda Rice is probably going to be the person to overtake. Well, in this meet, it's Chad Brown. Chad Brown's got 25 wins already at the meet.
Wow.
Now, when you get a trainer who is winning almost as much as the jockeys, and he's got one more than Kendra Carmouche, who's second in the jockey standings, this guy's doing a great job with 25 wins. And that's why, you know, he's outpacing Linda Rice. She's with 14, and 14 on a meet like this would probably be a lot closer to the top of, not at the top if it wasn't for Chad Brown just knocking him out right now. So she's 11 behind him. And Brad Cox, who has had a solid meet, and with a quality winners, I think, more. Brad Cox has 10, and he's sitting in third right now in the standings at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, Chad Brown's lucky. They're still riding turf races. Hopefully, you know, the weather's really been terrific. It was in the 70s yesterday. It's in the low 60s today. So they're going to keep riding turf races, and he's just loaded with turf horses, so he takes full advantage of it.
Okay, and we want to get back to your pick in the fourth race at Belmont at Aqueduct, the 5, Just Heart, which is at 9-2 on the morning line. The other horse that was posted at 9-2 on the morning line, Foolish Challenge, has been scratched. So Foolish Challenge.
Well, Foolish Challenge was entered for main track only. Right.
So he's out of there. All right, you got us. You gotta have a pick at Keeneland. You got a sheet there.
We do. Fifth race at Keeneland today, 1 1/16 on the turf, and I like the number 3 horse in here, Research Results. You were talking about Chad Brown. Well, this horse comes to us from the Chad Brown barn. Last 3 races sprinting, now stretches out today for the first time. He's bred to handle the distance. Tyler Gaffalione aboard to ride. 8-1 on the morning line. Graduation day for number 3, Research Results, in today's fifth race out of Keeneland.
All right, race 5, Research Results is the play with the hot riding and top rider at Keeneland, Tyler Gaffalione. The 3 in the fifth race is your play. And I want to remind everybody, of course, that he has full sheets of handicapping for both Keeneland and Belmont at Aqueduct with that big carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct today at his website, right?
JONHARDOON.com. All Thank right. you, Ralphie. Now, see you tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute, Oops. Jonathan. I just want to remind you now. I know that you know this is we're near Halloween, and I know you're spooked at the entries at the Breeders' Cup, but you got to get started, my man. So, you know, have a nice breakfast and then sneak up on your computer and open it up again and start looking at the sources, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. You got it. All right. We'll be right back. Next up on the show today is Rich Eng. And Richie's standing by with his instructions to you if you need a Breeders' Cup advanced edition of the Daily Racing Form, if you can't get one. And also, he has a sheet at Keeneland. We'll lean on him for a pick there. And there's an NFL game tonight as well, so we'll be busy with Richie. Don't go away.
Tunnel to Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Are your arms tired yet from toting all of those Breeders' Cup Advanced Editions around?
I haven't gone to the office yet this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing the bundles of Breeders' Cup Advance. Got all the envelopes prepped yesterday, Ralph. All I got to do is stuff them now with the Breeders' Cup Advance, close up the envelope, and bring it over to the post office.
Now, for the folks who get a racing form every day, they got their usual spots, the liquor stores or, the race books here in town. And I would imagine that wherever they picked up or get their daily racing form, the Racing Form Advance Edition will also be available in those places as well. Especially here, we're waiting at the South Point for your guys to deliver them here today, right?
Yeah, they're being delivered as we speak, if not sooner already. And most of the race books in town are taking the Breeders' Cup Advance. There are a couple that declined, Ralph, so I don't want folks to go there. They can also go to the Racing Form office on Eastern, 6000 Southeastern Avenue, Suite 2B, buy it over the counter. And today's the last day I'll take phone calls at the office for it because I have to get everything done today. And if we send them out today, Ralph, most people will get them on Saturday with a two-day delivery. Some people might take a little longer depending on the post office. That would mean they would get them on Monday.
Just in case those folks say, I forgot to do it. I got to call up and get it today. What's the number?
702-261-9400.
Okay. It's Thursday, which means Thursday night football on Prime. They're streaming there at Prime. And we got it might be a pretty good Thursday night game, the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams. How do you see it?
Yeah, there's a lot of parity in the NFL, and we've seen a lot of underdogs perform very well, quite frankly, through the first half of the season. We're almost week 8. We're almost halfway through. But tonight's game is the Minnesota Vikings at the Los Angeles Rams over at SoFi Stadium, where Hollywood Park used to be, Ralph. The Vikings are 5-1. They lost their first game of the season on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. And again, that was a terrific football game, Ralph. It looked like a playoff game. Mm-hmm. And they lost on a last second kick by the Lions place kicker. The Rams have been struggling. Somehow they managed to beat the Raiders, our Raiders last week, 20-15, but it was a really ugly, ugly football game. The Rams have trouble moving the football, especially with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua both injured. That's the top receivers. They have trouble moving the football. I really like the Vikings. They're just a much more talented team. I know they got a tough game. They're exiting against the Lions, but they just have too much talent at this point for a team like the Rams.
Now, Kupp is a key cog for the Rams being successful. I know he's on the sidelines. How much longer do you think he'll be on the sidelines before he gets back into action?
Well, Cooper Kupp is more week to week because I've been following some of the media, yeah. Some of the social media, some of the radio shows, and the Rams, because of the wide receivers around the National Football League, the high-profile wide receivers that have gotten hurt, mm-hmm. they've offered him up for trade. And they're hoping somebody snaps Cooper Kupp and, you know, offers a second round, a third round, a fourth round pick. Because I think the Rams understand at this point in the season, at this point under McVay, they need to start rebuilding and getting younger.
Okay. So we got the Vikings minus three, minus a field goal for the play today in the NFL. Now we need a play at Keeneland. Your horse, Keeneland, your pick yesterday, Keeneland couldn't catch that front runner, but it was sure coming on fast at the end in his race and finished second.
Yeah, I thought he was getting a great setup because the favorite that yeah. eventually won set a very fast half fraction and was being challenged by a big long
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
So they went like 46 and change. I thought he was going to be able to run him down, ended up a length short, but solid second. Again, for one of my picks. Let's go to Keeneland Race 8, Ralph, 5.5 furlongs on the grass. And a horse that is a turf specialist and really has been butting heads against much tougher. It's the number 7, Bling. She comes out of a couple of stakes races, but two of her three career wins have been in turf sprints. That's what she's doing today. That's what she likes to do. She'll be flying fast late. Number 7, Bling in the 8th.
All right, let's make some bling with Bling, huh? In the 8th race, number 7, Bling is the pick with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. 8th race, Keeneland, the 7-horse Bling. And, of course, you can get a full sheet. Richie has a full sheet of handicapping for Keeneland today. And that's at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. By the way, Richie, and taking a look at all of those Breeders' Cup horses, anything that strikes you, or are you like John, kind of Jonathan, and kind of like a deer in the headlights right now?
Well, I'll put this hint out there. Last couple of years, Ralph, I've been really giving a lot more weight to the Japanese horses. It led to a couple of really nice wins for me last year.
Yeah.
The Japanese horses are getting stronger and stronger every year. I think they're going to have a major effect on some of the races this year. So that's my word to the wise. Don't be talking to those Japanese horses yet.
I do, too. I think forever, the horse that finished the third by a head and a whisker in the Kentucky Derby. I think he's coming out to pose some revenge there, that's for sure. And we're only getting started. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
Forever Young is the name of the horse, by the way. Okay, we're going to go right to, we're going to blow off the last commercial. I want to keep talking. So we're going to go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I know you took a look at the pre-entries. Is your head spinning too?
No, it just kind of gives you a path of the work we've got coming up this weekend. I've got a lot of film to watch. I've got the European races that I know I need to watch, and I'll pull up some of the Japanese film and watch some of those. So it takes a little while, but to do it right, you know, at least I have a path now of where to go.
John, we were talking about how the Chosen Vron got scratched by the vets yesterday before the pre-entries actually came out that we could see, and we anticipated there'll be more horses scratched for some of the same reasons with not passing the vets examinations. There was another horse in the pre-entries when it came out that it was scratched. I don't know if it was either the horse they decided not to come, or if he was scratched due to the vet's examination. But in the Billy Mare Turf, Running Lion, a British bred that is trained by John Gosden, has been also declared out of that race.
Yeah, she looked like a major player in that race, too. I kind of liked her a little bit, and I do not know why she was taken out of consideration. So I'll try and dig that up. It's been very quiet around Del Mar the last couple of days. We're still waiting for these Breeders' Cup horses. And, you know, the ones that have gotten here are just doing a little jogging, getting over the track. So the workouts will probably get going maybe tomorrow, but mostly Saturday, Sunday, I would think.
Well, I know for a fact that if it's quiet on the racetrack with the equines, it certainly isn't quiet around the building and the community, because I know that they're sprucing it up and putting all the signs and all of the things that make it a very unique situation when you get down to Del Mar for the championship.
Well, the track itself looks great. The banners are all up. It's beautiful outside today, and I hope we have the same weather next week, because it's in the low 70s, and it's absolutely pristine conditions for racing.
Well, we'll have to start looking at the seven-day forecast coming up soon. By the way, for those I got a message that said I didn't give out the weather today. Right here in Las Vegas, it's 64 degrees. We're going to get up to about 83 today, and it looks beautiful around the country. So much there. You got your weather report. Hey, you got a Linda report for Keeneland today, and that Linda report is available right here at the South Point free of charge, exclusively. Only here can you get the Linda report at the South Point here in Las Vegas, and it's free of charge. It's compliments to you because they love horse players. Well, John, let's take a look at what happens today at Keeneland.
Let's go to race five. I'm going to take on John Hardoon. I like number six, Paris Surprise, in this race, who got stopped cold at Kentucky Downs last time. Ran second that day, would have been a lot closer with a clear run down the lane. Mm-hmm. This horse can handle a flat turf course, so you don't have to worry about just strictly Kentucky Downs. Good tactical speed. Arad Ortiz gets the call here. I think 4-1 is a very square price. Number six, Paris Surprise, race number five, Keeneland.
All right, no surprise. Let's get him home a winner. In the fifth race, the six, Paris Surprise, is John Lindo's pick. Arad Ortiz Jr. aboard the six, Paris Surprise. And you and Jonathan gave me a Sirocco play for today in the fifth race. He likes the three. You like the six. The Sirocco play will be a 3-6-6-3 exacta box. Linda report here right now for Keeneland for the rest of the races. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and keep us posted on what's going on down there.
You got it, Ralph. If anything breaks, I'll let you know.
You got it, my man. And now we'll go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Now, yesterday I was asking you if trainers, jockeys, or breeding has anything to do with your final numbers on the sheets when you do your sheets and your handicapping. You gave us a thought about the trainers. What about the jockeys and the breeders?
Well, the jockeys, not so much, but breeding, definitely. So if you're like first-time turf, mm-hmm. and I see a horse that has what I consider to be really good, I'm not going to go into all the intricacies of how I look at breeding.
Sure.
But I guarantee they're different than the way the typical person looks into it. But I will tell you for free that that's really important, something really, really important. So, sure, that affects the way I view it. Excuse me for a minute.
Okay, well, there's probably a breeder call you right now.
No, it's a prank call.
Oh, prank call. Okay. It might be a pollster. You know, they're calling every other hour, it seems.
Yeah,
okay. Let's get started with a selection at Belmont at Aqueduct. We got a big multi-day pick six carryout exceeding 124,000. I'm sure people want to get the Linda report and the Jerry J's power pages and Jonathan's stuff as well for today at Aqueduct. Let's get started with the pick.
Okay. Yeah, get the power page. The other guys, maybe. Okay. Definitely get the power page.
All right, we'll get the power page. And we now know that you tweak the numbers a little when for breeding jockeys or trainers as you see them. All right, let's go.
Sure. Yeah, let's go to second race. Let's see if we can make some money. Maybe that you can roll into the pick six. Number five, Engineer Empire, coming off a layoff for Christophe Clement. Mm-hmm. Kind of catches my eye. This is a good time of year for some of these layoff horses to come back and run fast. We've had a few over the last couple of weeks and cashed on them. I'm going to make a good win bet on the five, and I'm going to play one exacta, 5-6, and of course 6-5 back. There's different ways to structure the bet, but make sure you get a good win bet if you get 5-2 or better on the five.
Yeah, and it's 3-1 on the morning line in the second race, the five, Engineer Empire, the five in the second race, one punch, and that's with the six. It'll be a 5-6-6-5, but the 5 is the win bet, especially if you get a solid 3-1 or 5-2 on that. And the power pages for all of the races at Belmont and Aqueduct, including all of that pick six races, are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, we wrap up this Almost Friday race day show on this Thursday by reminding us, everybody out there, God willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, Jerry's got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.